Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Good Friday morning to you. It's weird having the day off yesterday, and here we are. So glad that you are with us this morning, and yes, I'm fine. So are Annie and Mark. Just so you know, I had so many people alarmed that that we were off yesterday, but I had nothing to do with that. I just have to tell you, we had the day off for Juneteenth, right? It's a national holiday, and apparently, when your corporation says it's a national holiday, you're off the clock, and the boss says you don't have to come in. So they ran best ofs. We had the great Heidi Harris filling in for me yesterday, and I certainly appreciate her doing that. And I don't know, whatever you think of the holiday, I think Biden made it a national holiday. I've never understood that. I've just got to say, not if you want to have a day to celebrate the freedom of slavery in this country, why don't we celebrate it on Emancipation Day? I've never understood why we have a separate holiday. Why don't we do it that day instead of the day that, commemorating 3 years after Emancipation Day? Let's just say this was Emancipation Day, the day that a Republican president freed the slaves. Let's just have that day. But instead, they call it something called Juneteenth, and yesterday, for some reason, was a holiday. So that's why we weren't here. So today's Friday, and we're back, which makes for a short week for us. I got to go golfing yesterday, so I celebrated on the golf course with maybe a cold adult beverage or two.
Did you celebrate?
I did, because even a bad shot in getting a 6 or 7 on a hole where the par is 4 is better than, not golfing, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
I mean, there's a lot
there's
of worse
an old saying about that.
I know.
Worst day on a golf course is the best day.
It's still better than, a lot of other things I could have been doing yesterday. So that was a lot of fun. Hopefully you didn't have to go to work yesterday. But if you did, suck it up. So that's okay. That's what we do in this country. All right. So a friend of mine was giving me grief this morning via text. Like, where were you yesterday? Yeah, I know. All right. Coming up, we're going to get to Janet Liriano. There's a lot of debate out there over Social Security, and you've heard the debate over Medicaid. And of course, when everybody turns 65, they want Medicare, the health care that the government provides for you for a fee. But what's going on with those programs? Yesterday, the Treasury released the trustee reports on Social Security and Medicare. And you won't be surprised to learn, my guess is, that both of them are underfunded and facing serious problems. And nobody in Washington is spending much time talking about it. We're going to talk to Janet Liriano about that coming up here in the next segment. Bottom of the hour, we got Nicole Murray with a check of a business, see how things are going today in the markets. And we'll get to end of the news before the end of the hour. Now, next hour, is a big hour as well. J.J. Carafano, one of the leading foreign policy experts in the country, is going to join us at about 7:20, and then we'll get to Congressman Bob Onder. Bob had a couple of great articles out yesterday, one regarding the Supreme Court decisions and also one regarding the Supreme Court decision on the transgender care. And then one on some of the other things going on with the Big Beautiful Bill and all that. So we're going to get to Congressman Onder at about 7:35. Looking forward to getting him on here this morning in the Capitol beat and kind of getting an update as to what's going on. Right now, Scott J. Gow in for Kim this morning. She'll be back on Monday. So will Ethan. He's been on vacation, and Drew's been filling in, doing a great job picking some fantastic music this morning, and we appreciate that. So right now, let's get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Interestingly, I think there is an argument to bring back the MRS degree. And no, seriously. And just be clear, that's why you're going to college, right?
All right, Charlie Kirk stirred it up a little bit yesterday. He's got the left all in a tizzy this morning that you might suggest that some people, some women, might prefer to have a family. That's a shocker, isn't it?
This idea that we don't care how many people get hurt, we don't care how we prostitute our service members, you know, thinking that you have your own special little army that's for you. I mean, it is just, it is sick.
How about that? Jasmine Crockett. I don't think there are many people in the country who have a less of an understanding of how America works and why it works that way than Jasmine Crockett. And she wants to be the next presidential candidate for the left. Let her speak.
Mr. Netanyahu has long wanted to fight Iran because that way he can stay in office forever and ever. And he's been there most of the last 20 years.
Don't you love it? Benjamin, I love Benjamin Netanyahu for one reason, because people like Bill Clinton and Barack Obama hate him, and I want him to be in office and protecting Israel for as long as possible.
The Democratic Party, they are actually supporting putting hands on ICE. We've seen them. We've seen them put hands on ICE. We've seen them impede ICE enforcement efforts. I cannot believe anybody thinks it's okay for elected official to interfere in a lawful arrest by a federal law enforcement agency.
Yeah. Yeah. How about that? Tom Holman is just blasting these folks who are so critical of ICE. And I'm glad that he is. And he's talking about elected officials who are encouraging people to ignore ICE officers. And, you know, I'm on Twitter this morning, X, whatever you want to call it. I'm probably, I hate to tell you this, I'm probably always going to call it Twitter. But I'm on there this morning, and I see the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Responding to a tweet, a text, an X, or whatever the hell you want to call it, from the L.A. Dodgers, who claim that ICE agents came to Dodger Stadium yesterday and requested permission to access the parking lots. They were denied entry to the ground. So little did I know that the L.A. Dodgers apparently have some huge following among the illegal crowd. Didn't know that. So they think they were afraid ICE was going to come in and somehow impact the number of butts in the seats at Dodger Stadium. And maybe they should. But ICE texted out and tweeted out, that's false. We were never there. We did not ever contact the Dodgers and ask for permission to come onto the property to arrest people. So now you've got Major League Baseball teams getting involved in these lies about ICE, and that's just that's disgusting, and it's a shame. But there are lots of things they're doing in LA these days that are disgusting and a shame. Can we just say that? All right, we're gonna get to more on the Social Security and Medicare health report, basically that came out yesterday. That is the health of the funding for these two programs that so many people depend on these days that may be running out of money. So we'll get to Janet Liriano on that when we come back. All right, welcome back. We talk a lot about, of course, the Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, all of that stuff, and just how it's paid for, right? And it's like the third rail of politics in D.C. You can't really talk about cutting it, but you can talk about what the state of it is, and that is the state of Social Security, the state of Medicare. Their trustees issued reports on all of this yesterday. We've got Janet Liriano with us this morning. She's a venture-backed founder. She's got a political mindset. She's a co-founder of Inaru, which is a chocolate company. Am I correct about that, Janet?
That's right.
Congratulations on that, by the way. We love chocolate around here. Fantastic. What did we find out in these trustee reports yesterday?
So we found out a few things. The first and most notable is that the insolvency for Social Security has been upgraded a year, but not in our favor. So we're looking at nearly a decade before Social Security won't be able to pay out 100% of its benefits. Several other things in that report, but the key takeaway is, you know, we've been talking about it now probably for two decades. Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid are going to have a payout issue through a whole set of compounding factors, less contributions year over year, higher costs on those payouts. So definitely cause for concern.
So 9 years from now, if I understood what you just said, Medicare can't meet its obligations.
Yes. And, you know, in the report and in the subsequent articles, there's different ideas that have been thrown around. And you said that perfectly. The third rail is Social Security. You know, maybe the contributions will need to be 83%, I should say, in the payout. So instead of the $2,000 per month that Social Security recipients receive on average, you'd be looking at something like $1,600 per month. And that has a real impact on everyday Americans.
Wow. I mean, I've often compared it to a Ponzi scheme in that you've got a number of people paying in, and now you've got more taking out than are paying in. I mean, people don't like that description of it, but something's got to change. They've got to change the, maybe for younger people, the age at which they can take Social Security. Maybe they do means testing. I mean, there has to be something they can politically discuss to fix this problem before we're suddenly 9 years goes by and we got people that we can't pay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And there's something I'd love to say about what you said. We've got 9 years. Very few businesses, you know, I built a factory, I employ dozens of people, I pay into Social Security. If somebody told me my business is going to run out of money in a decade, I promise you there'd be things that I'd do. And those two things would be make more money, or in the case, how do we increase the revenue for Social Security, or cut costs. And that we're still on time to do that. Do we lift the cap on what the payroll contributions are? What a lot of folks don't know is that right now it's capped at $176,000 in terms of what how much of your income goes towards Social Security. So we can increase that so that there isn't a cap to how much is being paid in for some of these high earners. We can get creative about alternate forms of revenue. Funnily enough, automation and all of the wealth that we're creating here in the U.S., you know, that is a contribution on how many jobs will not exist in the future. But there's an opportunity to tax some of that AI automation, the data industry that has emerged off of everyday Americans. So I think Congress has the mandate and the power to get creative about how we can increase revenue. There's a limit to how much cost you can cut before. It's a non-functional system.
Sure.
But there's no limit to how much revenue you can make.
Well, I think to your point, as a business owner, let's assume AI comes in and makes it possible for, and I'm not saying you're going to do this, to eliminate 10 of your dozens of people that you employ, because now that can be automated. Well, that's 10 fewer salaries that are paying into Social Security. And at some point, you're right, that's got to put an extra strain on the system.
Exactly. So we have, you know, a perfect storm of events that it's up to us as Americans who want to put our community, everyday Americans first. How do we solve that? So we're creating billions and trillions and potential wealth and efficiencies with AI and data. And look, we use some of those tools as well. But I do believe that it makes sense to create some tax structures that return that value back to everyday Americans, whether that's a direct contribution to Social Security or more. And Congress can act. I think Americans can demand more from all of their elected representatives on how are you tackling this issue? And it really boils down to two things: increase revenue, cut costs, and the revenue that we are collecting, how do we make sure that it's being efficient, right? That,
yeah.
that it's gonna take, you know, help these seniors in their, you know, most vulnerable and important years.
Yeah, it's a great point. Janet Liriano, we appreciate your time this morning, and best of luck with your business.
Oh, thanks. Take care.
Yeah, absolutely. Inaru, Inaru is the name of her chocolate company. She's got her own podcast and everything. Interesting. But she's right. It is the third rail of politics. Why is that? Why can nobody say, listen, folks, 9 years from now, we're not going to be able to meet our obligations anymore? 9 years from now. Now, with any luck, I'll be on Social Security 9 years from now. I certainly don't want it to run out of money, but I'm looking across the table here at Drew, who's many years away from getting Social Security. What position does that put him in? Either we're going to provide this or we're not. And it started out as a safety net that was never intended to be long term. And all these years later, people depend on it. It's one of the three legs of their stool in retirement. And we may not have enough money to fund it. And we cannot get any agreement on how to fix it in Washington, D.C., because people get voted out of office if they talk about any changes. It's just crazy. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Check Your Business with Nicole. And in other news, stay tuned.
Places for new temporary detention facilities. I think this is the best one. As I call it, Alligator Alcatraz. This 30-square-mile area is completely surrounded by the Everglades. Presents a efficient, low-cost opportunity to build a temporary detention facility because you don't need to invest that much in the perimeter. People get out, there's not much waiting for them other than alligators and pythons.
All right,
nowhere to go.
That is the Florida Attorney General. This story cracked me up yesterday. So apparently in Florida, they've talked about having additional holding facilities for illegals who are rounded up in Florida while they're awaiting either deportation or another hearing of some sort. They're running out of space. So DeSantis says, hey, we need a new facility. So they find this airport, this old abandoned airport that's in the middle of the Everglades. I mean, the visual of this was from a helicopter, and you see this runway. I guess there's a road or two that leads to it, but it is surrounded by swamp on all sides. This is like the Rock in San Francisco Bay that's surrounded by sharks. There's alligators, there's pythons. Lord knows what else could eat you is in the water surrounding this. And they're talking, that guy you listened to there was the Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, who's talking about building a ICE detention facility in Alligator Alley. I mean, that is a gorgeous, what a great use of government resources right there. You don't have to spend much on security. Put up a fence and say, if you want to jump it, that's up to you, but you may not like those aren't alligator shoes waiting for you on the other side. That's an alligator, and he just might eat you. So, I mean,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I guess some people might be willing to risk it, but good luck to you. I don't know if that's if that might happen or not, but at least he did a video promoting it yesterday. If you hadn't seen that, for sure. All right, we're going to get to In Other News coming up in just a minute, but right now on this Friday morning, let's get to Nicole Murray, please. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
I'm hangry. How are you?
You're hangry. Wow.
I'm hangry. Yes.
You know. Our friend Drew here, who's running the board for me this morning, great guy. He's got another job, and he works at a concrete company here called Ted Drew's, and they make the best ice cream in. It's not ice cream, it's custard. They make the best custard in St. Louis, and I'm always on him because whenever he comes here, sometimes he's worked there the night before. I'm like, how come you never bring any custard with you? And he probably gets tired of hearing that question.
What are you doing to me, talking to me about food, and I tell you I'm hangry?
Well, because sometimes we get hangry here, and Drew could alleviate that, but he didn't bring me any Ted Drews this morning. I don't know why.
I want Drew to answer this question. Have you seen Mark hangry? What is he like?
I don't think I have. He usually has, like, donuts or something, some type of food in here.
Yeah. Is he staring at you right now? Is that why that's your answer?
Yes.
Yes. Answer gently, Drew. How about Gordon Deals? Has he seen you hangry? How does he deal with that?
He's seen me angry. He just keeps his distance, and then he slides the food, because we have a cafeteria in our building here.
Nice.
He just slides the food slowly and doesn't get within a certain radius.
So I just want a definition of that. We have an area in our kitchen area here for the radio station, because there are six stations in this building down here, and there's a cantina over there where some company comes in and stocks like sandwiches and stuff that you can buy. Is that what you're talking about? Or do you have actually a canteen where there's somebody there who cooks food and makes it available?
No, it's like we get ready made to order omelets.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I need to know if Steve Moore or Trisha Everding are listening to this broadcast this morning, because that is some crap right there. Those are my two bosses down here. Nicole's getting handmade omelets in the morning, and we're eating cold things that are sometimes expired out of the refrigerator out here.
Oh, you poor thing.
Aren't you feeling bad for me?
I'm so sorry.
What's going on out there, Nicole?
Right. On that note, futures are slightly lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 44, the NASDAQ up 25, the S&P 500 down 1. At Europe's biggest air show, Airbus has announced a slew of orders, while Boeing has scaled back its presence as it focuses on the investigation into the Air India crash. Demand for new planes from both manufacturers remains high, despite years of controversy at Boeing, with supply delays leaving airlines hungry for aircraft. Japan's Nippon Steel announced it has finalized its $14.9 billion takeover of U.S. Steel as they unveiled details about the deal, which amounts to a tightly monitored merger. The pact calls for Nippon to invest $11 billion in the U.S. steel facilities through 2028 and gives the U.S. president vast authority to veto major business decisions. President Trump has given TikTok another 90-day reprieve, issuing an executive order deferring enforcement of the 2024 law requiring the Chinese-controlled video app to be sold or shut down for national security reasons. Trump has issued a series of extensions that have allowed the app to continue operating. The most recent extension expired yesterday. Fox Corporation announced that it has acquired Caliente TV, a Mexican sports broadcasting platform. As streaming gains popularity, Fox is trying to bulk up its sports programming. The company plans to launch Fox One, a direct-to-consumer service, later this year. The Agriculture Department says ready-to-eat Fresh Realms grilled chicken fettuccine Alfredo products that were sold at Walmart and Kroger have been voluntarily recalled due to possible listeria contaminations. And finally, a new study found that texting K is the most emotionally triggering text you can send. This is because the one-letter response is seen as a cold, passive-aggressive, or emotionally distant response.
Oh, come on. Really?
It's true. I want you to think about if I was face-to-face with you and you spoke a whole long paragraph about something that you were super passionate about, and my only response was, K, you would be offended.
You think? I don't know. Like, sometimes my children will ask me about something, and I'll say, sure. And they'll go, what does that mean? That means, sure. Okay, that's fine. whatever you want to, they think that's not good enough. Like, the word K is, so Trisha, if she's listening this morning, she and I used to get into it, because she thinks it's passive aggressive to give a thumbs up emoji to a response.
That's definitely a younger generation thing from studies that I have read.
Really?
Yes. For whatever reason, it's kind of like, I feel like they just like, good job, is kind of like how they see that emoji kind of thing. Not really actually like, oh, you're doing great.
I've always been sad they didn't have a thumbs down. I could add a whole bunch of emojis to that thing. A thumbs down. There's so many good ones you could have on there.
They got a thumbs down now.
Well, they do, but I just mean, like, if you're on Messenger, if you're like on the regular Apple and you just hit the like button, or like you hover over it, it doesn't give you that option. You see what I'm saying?
I see.
Like when you're responding to some messages, you have to go into a whole different menu to find the thumbs down. That's too much work.
I mean, Kay. Thumbs down. Don't you start. I'm going to teach you texting etiquette 101. And K, like, even for me, Kay. Even sure is more engaging than the one letter K.
My kids understand because they say that they understand that it takes longer to type a response with my big fat thumbs, which is how I type. So they don't expect much more out of me.
Everyone in your life just makes fun of you.
They do tend to do that, don't they? Now that I think about it. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks for pointing that out, Nicole.
You're welcome. Love you so much.
Have a great weekend and go get yourself an omelet.
Thank you. I will.
All right.
They're on their way.
See you on Monday.
Thank you.
All right. Good. Isn't that some crap? I'm sorry. You mean to tell me there are radio stations in America? And I know that they do a syndicated morning show there, right? I get that. But there are radio stations in America where you could go get a hot omelet at this hour.
Yeah, and she said she was hangry.
I know.
Where's
that omelet? that hangry omelet she should be eating right now. Oh my goodness. What I'd give for something like that. In fact, we have Chris at the docket, which is I don't know what time do they open in the morning. Do we know the answer to that?
I think it might be 7. It could be 6.
See, they open to these are breakfast places. They ought to be open at 4. Don't you think? For us?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I agree.
Yeah. Then we got to find somebody willing to walk across the street downtown St. Louis at 5 in the morning to
actually
get the food.
Yes, they don't open
until 7. Oh, really?
It's like, wow. 3 or 4 hours into the day.
I know. More than halfway done by that point. All right. Quick break here. We're going to get to In Other News when we come back. Other side of the break here in the 7 o'clock hour, we'll get to J.J. Carafano, one of the most sought-after foreign policy experts in America. We'll talk to him about what's going on in Iran. And then we got Congressman Bob Onder. Big SCOTUS decision on the transgender issue this week. It happened on Wednesday, right? And we haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. Affirming Missouri's decision to shut down, chemical castration for kids. I mean, come on. The Supreme Court says Tennessee's law is fine. I'm guessing Missouri's is, too. We're going to get to Congressman Bob Onder at about 7:35. Back in a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So have you seen the video that's gone viral of the woman melting down on the airplane and grabbing the hair of the passenger in the seat behind her? Have you seen this?
I have not.
Oh, my gosh. Have you seen it, too?
No.
You got to look this up. So she apparently was drunk, and they've now identified her. This video went viral yesterday. This never happens when I'm on a plane, and I guess I'm happy about that. But people all around them have their cameras. They're recording this. She reaches back, and I don't even know why she was mad at the lady, grabs her by the back of her hair and will not let go. Like, 6 passengers are on her in a hurry trying to get her to let go. She's slurring her words. She's calling this woman fat and all this stuff. Ends up, they had to finally bring the police in. The plane had not left the ground.
Oh.
So they had to bring the police in and drag her off the plane. She's apparently a New York City artist who's worked with Adidas and Maybelline and a few other people. And my guess is her career has just permanently hit the skids. She's done.
Yeah, I would think so.
Before they ever left the ground, they think she was drunk. So there you go.
I did see that video. She was like aggressively bullying this lady.
She was. It was bad.
Coincidentally,
yes.
we did not talk about this.
No.
I have a story about a flight.
Okay.
A flight attendant who, this was a trip from San Francisco to London recently. A British Airways crew member was found in the bathroom, naked, dancing. they couldn't find him, so they started looking for him, and he was in the business class bathroom dancing in the buff.
Nude. In the bathroom.
Yep. Yep. And so they found him a pair of first-class pajamas.
Oh, my God.
And put him in an empty first-class seat for the rest of the flight. Then, when the plane landed, police escorted the flight attendant to the hospital and charged him with the suspicion of being unfit for duty.
suspicion? Had he been hitting the little alcohol bottles that they had stored somewhere?
Doesn't sound like it. I think this might be a mental
little thing, mental health crisis.
That's a shame.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Shout out to this dude. You talk about a work ethic. There's a young man in Georgia who's gone viral now. He had his high school graduation. And they called him from work at Burger King and told him that a couple of people had called in sick and they were short-staffed. And he went to work with his gown still on from his graduation to work to finish a shift because they were short-handed. So a lady is driving through the drive-thru and spots him and realizes he had to have come directly from graduation to work. And she takes a video of him that just, it went viral. So he had already, had already decided what he's going to do. He's going to technical school. And Burger King had already given him a $10,000 scholarship for being a good employee.
Wow.
This lady posts this up and puts a GoFundMe page for this young man to help him out in his career and to get off to a good footing and start. It's at $200,000 already.
That is awesome.
I know. And here's what the kid said. He goes, listen, I'm going to take a little bit of the money to fix my car. And the rest is going into a trust fund for school purposes only, is what this young man said.
Love that.
Isn't that great?
That's a great story. I'm going to get my gown for my other job.
If you want to look it up, his name is Michaela Baker, M-Y-K-A-L-E Baker, down in Georgia. So,
this is a little bit geeky, but I guess I'm a geek. I love this. There next week. Images from the biggest camera in the world will go public.
Ooh.
This is on a remote Chilean mountaintop, and this camera will be pointed at the southern sky for the next decade and take 1,000 images every single night. It's the biggest lens in the world.
Awesome.
Yeah. It has a mosaic of 189 ultra-sensitive sensors cooled to 100 degrees below Celsius to reduce electronic noise.
Wow.
Anyway, this thing can capture a golf ball from 15 miles away.
Oh, my gosh.
So we'll be able to see the aliens when he captures them.
Scott, what like do they really want to see? Is it like space they're aiming at or something?
No, space for sure.
Okay.
It's called the LSST camera, which is short for Legacy Survey of Space and Time.
Nice. Okay.
So I think some cool stuff's going to come. It starts next week. We're going to see the pictures.
All right. All right. A kid got hit by lightning in Central Park yesterday. He's 15 years old. He's walking, a high school sophomore, he's walking through Central Park enjoying a picnic with his friends. They saw some black storm clouds roll in, and he leaned up against a tree to get out of the rain to ride it out, and the tree got hit by lightning. And the kid's apparently going to be all right. There's a picture of him in the hospital bed giving a thumbs up. So good for him.
How scary must that be?
Don't hide under trees during lightning storms. Message to everybody. All right, coming up, J.J. Carafano on what's going on in Iran.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.